Kevin Robertson, Robertson, Kevin. He was born 1/15/65, today 7/25/23. Chief complaint, left knee pain, number two, right leg pain. Next number's swelling in the left knee. Next number's I've had pain in both of my legs, especially with walking. History of hypertension, next number, people have told me I have high blood pressure, but no one has ever done anything about it. Next number, family history of stroke. My patient is a 58-year-old gentleman. He's a purchasing manager here for a company in town. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. His blood pressure was 145 over 91. Recheck was 154 over 108. This is his first visit to us, but his blood pressure has been elevated in the past. And again, no one has really done anything about it. Family history, strong family history of hypertension, stroke, and coronary artery disease in dad. Mom died of COPD, also history of diabetes in her father. Social, he doesn't smoke, he drinks very little. He's a purchasing manager, he's got wife and kids and grandkids, allergy, no drug allergy. Maintenance exam, has never had a colonoscopy but needs one, wants to hold off at this time, doesn't want to talk about it. Medical problems, none, surgery, right, he had a right knee surgery. Oh, this is right knee and back dissection. That's the right side.
Unrelated to
it. Yeah. He had knee surgery and back discectomy. Medications none. COVID immunization up to date times three. He's alert. He's awake. He weighs 190 pounds. Has not changed much in the past 6 months. 98, 97.6, 16, 86, 145 over 90. Again, blood pressure has been elevated in the past. Heart positive, two lungs clear. Abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no edema. There's effusion noted about the left knee. Neurological non-focal. Number one, as far as blood pressure is concerned, it's time to do something about his blood pressure. We're going to check his blood work, check his cholesterol. We looked at his heart. It doesn't really have much of an LVH. We looked at his kidney. It doesn't have renal vascular hypertension. We're going to start him on lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25, one a day. Next number, we looked at his carotid artery because of strong family history of stroke and his hypertension uncontrolled. There was no evidence of early stenosis noted. Next number is no evidence of stenosis and or blockage noted in his aorta. There's no sign of aneurysm noted. Next number, he does have BPH with symptoms right at 20 grams. Next number, he does have a slight fatty liver. Next number, arm pain and leg pain, not related to any vascular issues. Next number, he underwent arthrostrenchesis of his left knee. 8 cc's of clear fluid were removed. Yep. He feels a lot better. Next number, if this continues, we'll proceed with an MRI. Next number, he's going to continue with anti-inflammatory and protecting the knee. Next number, check blood work. Next number, come back next week or two for his blood pressure check, but he'll call us with the results on his current medications. Next number, the ultrasounds were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.